Hello everyone, and welcome to the podcast of Anime Weekly with Rolf Bott. Today I'm going to be reviewing an anime that has resonated very well in my mind, which is called Your Lie in April. I originally watched this show on Crunchyroll probably about 4 months ago, just shortly before the summer started, probably sometime around April actually, and I really did enjoy it. And today I'm going to bring you guys a nice little review of the show Your Lie in April. Okay, so I'm going to be looking at each individual episode and try to say a little bit about each, although I might ramble off topic a little bit. I still think it would be decently interesting to hear about some of the things that I have to say. So this show, all in all, is a 22-episode show. I don't think I'll cover literally every single episode. Since I haven't actually watched this show for a good couple of months, I can't remember every single individual piece of it. It's produced by A1 Pictures. It premiered on October 10th of 2014 in Japan. I watched it on Crunchyroll, not in 2014, in 2015. And so it begins. Okay, so episode number one is Monotone Colorful. This episode focuses very quickly on the main character, Kousei Arima, and he is plagued by his mother's death and unable to hear himself play the piano. He can listen to piano music, but he can't hear himself playing it when he's playing it, which is kind of like, I guess you could compare it to a chef not being able to taste his food ever. So pretty bad. He can't really know what he's doing. He just has to kind of feel it out. So he gave it up, and his life becomes monotone until he goes and meets Kaori, who is introduced to him through his two friends, Watari and Tsubaki. And so the show begins. His monotone life turns colorful. Episode 2 is about him being a very loose friend of Kaori's, who he has a clear sort of affectionate idea of in his mind. So he wants to move out of, I guess, friend zone, if you want to say that, and continue on into being a little bit more than friends, but he's labeled kind of as Friend A, which is the title of episode number 2. Episode number 3, the drama's kind of picking up. We find that Kaori, well, we've known for a good few episodes that Kaori is a violin player, and she plays in competitions, and that she wants Kousei to play the piano as pretty much the, the accompaniment to her violin piece. And, of course, Kousei can't really do that because he doesn't have the ability to hear himself play the piano, but she tells him that she really wants him to, so he kind of grinds back and decides that he wants to, like, work at it and try to do it, because he really has a thing for Kaori, I guess. Next episode is the preliminaries, so he tries to, like, motivate himself and get into it, and finally we have the performance. Kaori is really into it. She plays kind of in a style that's different from many other violinists, and it's kind of crazy. So Kousei, of course, he fails, but he picks it up again, and they're kind of disqualified from the competition because you can't stop play and then continue it, but they work on. And that's pretty much the gist of the first good chunk of the show. Of course, we find out that Kaori becomes hospitalized. I don't think it would be really interesting for me to talk about each individual episode of the 22 in a giant podcast because it'd be too much to outline it. But they have a lot of adventures in between. It seems that they do get to get closer, although there was never really a clear declaration of Kousei becoming anything more than a Friend A for quite a while. They do get really chummy, and for some reason Kousei is very dense and doesn't seem to understand the fact that his friend Watari is not actually, like, in with Kaori, which is kind of odd. I feel like a lot of the male or female protagonists in these type of romance style shows don't really understand or are too dense to see a lot of things, and that's the type of thing that kind of makes the show a little bit more interesting, is that Kaose thinks the entire time that Kaori doesn't really have a romantic idea of him, and that Watari is the person that she thinks of romantically, although it is actually him from the beginning. The show ends with Kaori going to the hospital and Kaose having to perform his final piano performance, which is Chopin's Ballads number 1 in G minor, option 23, which is a beautiful performance. I wish that the show would actually focus a little bit more on the performances. I do really love the plot and the premise of the show, but I do like the performances as well, because classical music, when performed well, is always beautiful, which is great for this show because it's based on classical music. But so the final episode comes, it's called Spring Breeze, episode number 22, and Kaose performs his final performance. He's always wanted to perform with Kaori, but now that she's in the hospital, it's looking a little bit bleak. We've had some foreshadowing earlier where we've seen Kaori having a lot of pills before, but it was never directly said until later in the show that she was kind of, I don't want to say an invalid, but someone who's in and out of the hospital quite often, and it seems to be a terminal illness, although it was never really said exactly what the illness was in the anime. I haven't read the manga, so I'm not sure if it specified a specific illness, but it was never specified in the anime what exactly it was. But she's in the hospital undergoing surgery, and Kaose finally has the ability, because of Kaori, to overcome the fear that he once had after his mother died and he was unable to perform. So now he's sitting on the stage performing this beautiful Chopin ballad piece, and he kind of starts to remember the past as he's playing while this beautiful music's going through, and suddenly he sees Kaori playing the violin with him, which has been his goal this entire time, is to have a second accompaniment with Kaori. And we see the spirit of Kaori playing the piano with him while he's crying. And it's pretty touching, not going to lie. It's a pretty fantastic scene that I've watched multiple times and really do enjoy. So all in all, that was a pretty great ending to the show. My favorite part, though, is the part afterward with Kaori's letter that she addresses to Kaose, saying that she had her eye on him the entire time. Your lie in April was actually, the title comes from the lie that she told. She said that she wanted to be with Watari, Kaose's good male friend who seems to get a lot of females, and the entire time she made up that lie just so that she could get closer to Kaose and be able to play an accompaniment with him. So that was the premise of the title, and it was a pretty fantastic ending. I really liked the letter, and one of my favorite parts is seeing the picture of Kaose and Kaori as children framed on the mantelpiece, or whatever you'd like to call that, dresser at the very end. So that's pretty much the long synopsis of the anime. Now I'll go on to kind of review some different pieces that I enjoyed. I enjoy the art design of this show a lot. It's very well refined. I like the design of the characters. The colors in it are extremely vivid. I don't think there was anything really wrong with the art design. I have read up on certain parts of the show saying that there was small pieces of, art design mess-ups and stuff. Like, I think that I saw a picture floating around that there was a character who was missing an eye and, like a 0.1 second of a frame or something ridiculous like that. But all in all, the art design was fantastic. The storyline, a romance anime, I mean, those can be pretty standard. I mean, there's plenty of romance animes out there, but this one turned out really well in my eyes. It kind of stood out in a way that a lot of them other romance animes don't really stand out. I mean, I could watch a dozen school animes and see like a romantic type of thing in that and not really feel the same about them as I did this one. I feel like this one kind of resonates a different type of feeling in my mind, at least, versus what it does with a lot of other animes. I like the idea of the terminal illness, and just really on all the performance and everything of the anime, and the layout was just really well done. They have some unnecessary characters in this anime. It seems that the little sister, whose name I can't even remember at this point, I think it was like Nagi or something, she seems to be a rather unnecessary character, and it's more towards the end that a lot of the unnecessary characters come in. I do like the rivals of Kousei, from his younger age. They seem like they're staple characters and are really nice. I like the hair of the male rival character, whose name I also cannot remember at this time. He looks kind of cool. He reminds me of like a fun little like Bach twist or something. It's kind of cool, but it's a pretty interesting show. I wish there was almost a second season so that I could wonder, you know, think about if he ever decided to move in with Tsubaki, if you get what I mean, or if anything like that ever happened. It's a really nice show. It's really concise. It doesn't get right to the point like some animes do, and it does seem to have some rather hard-headed characters who don't really understand things going on around them very well. But all in all, it was a pretty fantastic anime in my eyes. Of course, there's other critiques to be had in this show. Like, I didn't really like the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star scene. I thought that was a little bit ridiculous, the way that they dubbed that or whatever. But other than that, it was pretty great. If you have any remarks or comments, you can feel free to leave me a review on my podcast. If you disagree with me on anything, I'm open to that, and you can email me at any time for animes for me to watch and review. And that will be it for Your Lie in April, and I hope everybody has a fantastic day.